Our theme of 1-0 games continues. We were breaking down the Leafs' victory over the Florida Panthers thanks to a shutout from Frederik Andersen, and it is Canada defeating Finland 1-0. A shutout from not one but two goaltenders, Ben Scrivens, who then leaves with a shoulder injury. Kevin Poulin comes in, and it is Canada advancing to the semifinals. And with much more from the Olympics, we're joined by our man, Gord Miller. How are you, Gord?
I'm excellent, Mark. And you?
We're great. Canada, Germany, semifinals, what we all expected, right?
Well, absolutely. I did the Germany-Sweden game tonight. It was incredible. The Swedes had the first 13 shots in the game, wow, including 6-on-1 power play. Germany didn't have a shot on goal in the first 10.5 minutes of the game, scored twice in 29 seconds, took a 2-0 lead, took a 3-1 lead. Swedes tied it up with 2 in the third, and then Germany won it in overtime. It was incredible. And the subplot was Rasmus Dahlin, who's going to be the number one pick in the NHL draft, didn't have a shift in the first two periods. So in the opening round, he was a healthy scratch twice. In the game he did play, he played 4.5 minutes. And tonight, no shifts in the first two periods. His second shift sets up the goal to get Sweden back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strangest thing.
Have you tried to figure out why they've been so conservative with his minutes?
I think, you know, this was Oliver Ekman-Larsson in Sochi, right? So
yeah,
it was the big question, why didn't Ekman-Larsson play more in Sochi? I think they're conservative, like a lot of coaches are. They just, you know, and to be fair, Dahlin was cut off the ice on the third German goal that made it 3-1. So, I mean, I guess that's what they're worried about, that he's a 17-year-old kid, but look, he's a generational talent. I've seen him play 30 games at least. He is, you know, a once-in-a-generation type defenseman. And I'm shocked he didn't play more. You know, and part of the problem was he played so little in the preliminary round. I mean, how could you even tell what he could do? You know, really, I mean, he's played so little. And yet, you know, there he was. You know, they're down 3-1, and he took a regular shift in the third period.
Have they had to answer questions to that, Gord? Like, is it a topic over there that the Swedish coaching staff has have to? And what's their response?
Peter Forsberg, you know, was all over them for not playing him. And I think it's easy for us to say. I mean, you know, and we know this in the NHL. Fans are like, why don't the young guys play more? Why don't the young guys play more? But the fact is that, you know, young guys do make more mistakes. You know that, Andy. I mean, that's part of the deal, right? But he's such a dynamic offensive player. You know, you're struggling to score. I mean, get him out there. And the weird thing was, the game he played against Germany in the round robin, he only played 4.5 minutes. He'd been sitting for 40 minutes. They started him on the power play.
Mm-hmm.
They had him start a power play for them. So, I mean, what do you expect the guy to do for you? He's been sitting for, you know, 40 minutes.
It's funny, when that works out for the team, it's one thing, but it didn't work out for them, and they're going to have to answer a lot of questions later, most likely.
I think they will. And here's the weird thing about it, the ironic thing about it was, in 2002, Belarus beat Sweden in the quarters, and Canada played Belarus and went on to win the gold medal.
Yeah.
In 2010 in Vancouver, the Slovaks beat the Swedes. Canada played the Slovaks in the semifinals, went on to win the gold medal. And now Canada gets Germany. I'm not saying it'll be a walkover, but certainly, you know, the path opens wide open for Canada.
Yes, shades of Tommy Salo, right, from 2002.
Don't say it.
Yeah, against Belarus. Yeah.
As we look towards the gold medal game, is it inevitable that there will be a David versus Goliath storyline, a.k.a. the athletes from Russia against Canada or Germany? We'll just leave it at that.
Now, not to get off topic here, but there is a great book out there that says that David versus Goliath wasn't an upset.
Okay.
So
go to your libraries.
That we misunderstand the actual story.
Right.
I digress. Look, I think the Russians are the best team here. They stumbled against Slovakia. They've got more firepower than anybody.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem that all the other teams have is they can't score, and the Russians can score. Can they defend? I don't think their goaltending's very good, but they can score better than anybody here. So, for sure, I would make them the heavy favorites, you know, from this point going in.
So, I know you weren't able to watch Canada take because you were calling the other game, but would that be enough of an issue for Canada if they do get to the gold medal game against Russia? Because I love the system that they played today. Like, they frustrated the Finnish side all day long. It's just that Finland team does not have the talent that Russia has.
Right. I don't think anybody has the scoring that the Russians have. Mm-hmm. No one has the depth that they have three lines deep. And don't forget, Vadim Shipachev, who is the only player in this tournament who played in the NHL this year, has been a healthy scratch for the Russians. Mm-hmm. He's not even playing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've got him on the bench, right? I mean, but that said, can they defend well enough to win? And I do think that'll be an issue for them.
Gord, it's an interesting storyline in net because leading up to the tournament, Poulin had played so well, and a lot of people were happy with Scrivens and like Scrivens, and it's all good. He's more experienced, but there was kind of that, you know, that underlying feeling people have about their backup that he might even be the guy, and now he gets into the net by way of injury. They just keep going with him, I imagine, and they're more than comfortable, would you say?
They're comfortable. I don't know what they'll do. That's a tough call. I think, you know, it's hard to say to a guy, you've lost the net because you got hurt. But, you know, there's a day off tomorrow. See how healthy he is. But, you know, in a regular season, you would say that Scrivens will go back to being your starter. Mm-hmm. But this is single elimination, right? I mean, you can't afford to take a chance. It's a real tough call. But I think if Scrivens can go, they probably go back with it.
So the Americans losing a shootout to the Czechs, and, you know, we had the Dan Patrick show on just before Leafs Lunch went on the air, and, you know, he made the comment, Americans lose, it's not that big of a deal because it's not best on best, and it was sort of this apathetic attitude towards it, which is, I'm sure, shared on both sides of the border. It's not just the Americans, and it leads you down to the question, and now that you've been there for three quarters of the tournament, who's losing out more here, the Olympics or the National Hockey League?
You know, I mean, the easy answer is both. I think the Olympics are losing more. I mean, imagine the buzz if McDavid and Matthews and Crosby and all those young stars are all here. Like, since 30 now, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the top stars are all here. You know, if you had Kucherov playing for the Russians, the buzz would be totally different. I mean, we've had, you know, half-empty buildings here. I think the Olympics lose more, for sure. And, you know, the National Hockey League, by default, doesn't lose anything because they don't get anything out of it, right? They don't get any rights fees. They don't get any TV money. So they don't lose financially. What they lose is the opportunity to be part of the biggest sporting event in the world. And the point I've made repeatedly is the largest corporations in the world spend billions of dollars to be associated with Olympic Games. There has to be value in it. There must be, or they wouldn't do it.
And it's interesting, the players here in North America, Gord, their fingers on the pulse. Eric Carlson tweeted out, devastating, Sweden won't bring home any hardware in hockey this time around. I got to start cheering for my second home country. And different players have made different comments. And
sure,
it's got to be disappointing for the guys in the NHL, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think of Steven Stamkos, you know, who even if they go in 2022, you know, might not ever get a chance to play in the Olympics. I think about Nick Backstrom, who, you know, for Sweden got pulled out of that gold medal game in 2014 unfairly, and will probably never get another chance to go back to that. I just think that I don't know any NHL players who would say, yeah, I'd rather not go. Mm-hmm. I don't know any. And I just think that you're already giving the players a one-week bye. You already take the All-Star break. Don't tell me you don't interrupt the season. That's not what it is about. It's about money and control, and that's fine. But just say that. And unfortunately, I you know, you ask me who loses out. Hockey fans lose out.
Yeah,
that's who loses out. We don't get best on best in the biggest sporting event in the world. That's who loses out.
Yeah, and that's the best answer you could probably give. Regardless, it is Canada versus Germany. They're the late game on Friday, so that game will be played at 7 a.m. Eastern. The Czech Republic and the Olympic athletes from Russia go at 2:40 a.m. Friday morning. Before all that, it's the women's gold medal game, which goes tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern. Canada's won four straight, three of the last four against the U.S. There was the one year they defeated Sweden in 2006. Describe what the buzz is like going into a game that was sort of inevitable, but yet the games are so good that, I don't know, my attitude is, I don't care. I want to watch it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you can have the conversation all you want. Is it good for hockey, the same two teams? I don't know, but I don't care. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. It's such a great rivalry. And I've said for a long time that for the women, the Olympic gold medal means more to them than it means to the men, especially with the NHL players not being here. You know, when the Swedes lost the gold medal game in 2014 in Sochi, you know, they were disappointed, but you dust yourself off and you're in the NHL 3 days later and you're, you know, chasing after the Stanley Cup. These women put their entire lives on hold, their professional lives, their personal lives. They centralize for a year away from home. The sacrifice they make, and there's really no reward. They're not going to get rich at the end of this thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's no million-dollar contract at the end of it. The American women who lost in 2014 still aren't over it, and some of them aren't back, some are. I know some of the Canadian players from 1998 who even now, 20 years later, it still stings to talk about Nagano.
Wow.
You know, because of all they put into it, and I think that that's what makes this rivalry so good. It might be the best rivalry in all of hockey. Mm-hmm. It really might.
Well, looking forward to that. Looking forward to more of your work at the Olympics before you return home and you get to be a part of a thing we call Trade Center.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. Whether you want it to be a thing or not, Gord, it's a thing.
Hey, when is that?
It's no big deal. Just show up sometime on Monday. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You've done it before. You'll be fine.
Yeah. It was actually believe it or not, that was actually my idea.
Which?
Sadly enough, in 1998, I said to the boss of the TSN, we should do like a 1 hour show for the trade deadline. That'd be good. Yeah.
Not an all day show, though. You did not.
Look at us now. Look where I got us now.
Yeah, you've turned it into a monster. Awesome. Awesome stuff, Gord.
Talk to you soon, guys.
Okay, see you later. Here's Gord Miller live from the Olympics as we're getting set for the semifinal on the men's side and the gold medal game tonight between Canada and the United States.